You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters. Russ comes by every Thursday to share movie information with us. That's why we call it Cinema Chatting. Good to see you again, my man.
Yes. Well, I'm headed off this weekend to the League of Historic American Theaters annual conference, which is something I've been going to for the better part of 40 years.
Yeah. And it's in Philadelphia this year, right?
Yeah, it's in Philadelphia. So there may be some hardware coming back with that. We'll see what happens.
Stay tuned to WEMU. You just might get a scoop.
There you go. Well, I'm extremely excited about a film festival that's going to be at the Michigan Theater starting today and running through Sunday. It's called the Nevertheless Film Festival. And Meredith Finch, who's the festival founder and director, and her team have put together a really great film festival of films that are primarily by female filmmakers. They're all directed, but, you know, in terms of crew and screenplays and everything else, there's a tremendous amount of women that are extremely talented that are getting a chance to have their films seen on the big screen in a festival context.
And there is significance to calling it the Nevertheless Film Festival, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's the clever part of what they're doing all the way around. You go check out their website, nevertheless filmfestival.com, and go check out the folks that are involved. Again, Meredith Finch is the festival founder and director, but she's got a great, great team working for her. They're very well organized. They've worked with Sundance and Tribeca and lots of other film festivals. A lot of them are independent film producers on their own. And tonight, the opening night film at 6:30 is a Canadian film called A Colony, and it's about a 12-year-old young lady. She's timid. She's coming from the native countryside into a high school, and she's a little lost in the environment of the school that she finds herself in. And there's another native person who she finds from another native community, that an indigenous outsider, that helps her through all the kind of difficulties of being an adult. Adolescent. So anyway.
Right, and feeling different and isolated and everything else.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think many of us can relate to that experience in high school.
That's right? True. And that's the opening night film. And then on Friday, there's two films and a panel. On Saturday, starting at 11:30 through the end of the day, there's lots of great films that are playing. Go check out their calendar. There's 11 great films that are playing through Sunday. The Nevertheless Film Festival is something that we're very, very proud to host at the Michigan Theater.
Yeah. It'll be great to see if it sustains and comes back around next year.
I guarantee that it will. These people are very well organized and extremely impressive. Wild Rose is a film that we played during Cinetopia that's opening on Friday. And Jessie Buckley, who, if anyone's watching Chernobyl, she was the wife of the firefighter that was highlighted in that drama based on a real situation. But she is just passionate. She's a musical theater performer. She doesn't sing in Chernobyl, not unsurprisingly. She's a really wonderful musical theater performer, great voice, great presentation, wonderful actress. And she's a Scottish lady who just has in her soul Nashville, American country music. And she's really good. She's got a great band, but she's also got just a tremendous amount of troubles. Scotland, Glasgow, is not exactly a hotbed of country music.
Correct.
The music industry is extremely difficult to deal with. It's very difficult to make it in the music industry. And she is a young lady in her 20s that are dealing with two children and all kinds of things that...
A lot of family discord.
Yeah, just, you know, real life situations. She actually ends up going to Nashville, and I won't tell you any more about that, but she does not end up with her name on a marquee everywhere. But it is a really wonderful Wild Rose, a really wonderful, compelling film. The performance by Jesse Buckley is great.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with Russ Collins and Fall of the American Empire.
Yeah, which is actually a French film by director Denis Arcan. It's about this really smart guy. He has a PhD in philosophy, but he can't get a job as a PhD
Sounds like an American problem.
But it's a French problem. So he's a delivery guy, and he ends up having a very difficult moral decision because he is making a delivery at a place where there's a robbery that's going on, and actually two people were killed, but there's bags of money hanging out there, and he decides to take them. And then everybody's chasing him. And so it's an interesting kind of dynamic between this intellectual that's trying to rationalize his behavior and these gangsters and authorities chasing him.
Suppose it from the movie The Big Chill. Try and get through a day without a big juicy rationalization, right?
Exactly. So anyway, The Fall of the American Empire is a humorous but poignant look at capitalism and the way that money affects us. The critics love it. It's an ambitious blend of comedy, thriller, and social commentary. But it also lightens its heavy message with a refreshing intelligence and wit. So The Fall of the American Empire is really something to look forward to.
A couple of special screenings I'm really looking forward to. I thought Hidden Figures was an amazing movie.
Yeah, it told a story that most people didn't know about in a very, very compelling way about the African-American women who ended up being the computers, the people who computed the formulas that were necessary for us to go into space before there were electronic
computers. Let's
put it this
way. We lose the space race without them.
Absolutely. it's a beautiful film with Octavia Spencer as a key focused person on that. So that's going to be Sunday at 1:30 and Wednesday at 7.
One that's right up your alley, Deconstructing the Beatles.
That's right. Well, this is a series of films, actually, that filmmaker Scott Fryman put together, and he goes track by track analyzing, in this particular case, Abbey Road, Side One, and that's going to be Monday at 7 o'clock. People love these films. Scott Fryman is a Beatleologist and a real clever guy.
Yeah, he goes deeper than you might think.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of really, really, really interesting stuff in the Beatles. The farther away we get from their pop culture dynamic, the more the kind of brilliance of the music and what they accomplished,
right.
Absolutely, is understood and appreciated. Between Me and My Mind is another special screening that's happening on Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
And you know this is one I have to see because it features Phish guitarist and vocalist Trey Anastasio.
That's right. It's about the and Trey Anastasio is coming live to the Michigan Theater in just a few weeks. So anyway, go check that out in advance of the concert.
Yeah, that's a Phish fan delight.
And then at the Multiplex, we have Stuber, which is a broad comedy that follows a Uber driver who gets kind of kidnapped by a police officer on the chase, and it's got a great, great cast. And Crawl is the horror film of the week about a massive hurricane that hits Florida hometown. But there are things more creepy than the hurricane.
You know what? I'm kind of struck by the fact that almost every week you introduce a new horror film. They're obviously very popular.
They're very popular. Absolutely. And they're usually relatively inexpensive to make.
Well, there you go. It's a profit margin issue.
Yeah, and it's been like that for decades and decades and decades.
I didn't see the sense after almost anything after The Exorcist. Right?
Well, if you haven't seen Toni Morrison, The Pieces That I Am, that opened last week. Go check it out. Everyone's Loves Yesterday and Pavarotti. A lot of great stuff out there. Go check it out.
Check it out, and we will talk again next week, Mr. Collins. That is Russ Collins, the Executive Director of the Michigan and State Theater. For Russ, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.